יהושע אדוני ועוזו בקשו פניו תמיד. עיקר הבריאה היא בגין דישתם מודעין לה. The main reason that הקדוש ברוך הוא created the world is that people gonna know him, become to be aware to him. It's written in the Zohar הקדוש. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written in ישעיה, לכבודי בריאתיו, יצרתיו אף עשיתיו. I created the world for my honor, for that I made it. Hashem is saying. Okay. Yes. So, בגוף ונפש, and body and soul, הם בחינת אדם ובהמה. They're in the aspect of a man and an animal. חומר וצורה, physical material, and a spiritual shape. חוכמה ושכלות, wisdom and stupidity. בחינת אור וחושך, an aspect of light and darkness. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, כיתרון אור מן החושך, like the benefit, the difference, and the, you know how much better it is to be in the light than in darkness. כמו שאמרו, like they said, רבותינו, in the Gemara מסכת ברכות, גדולה דעה, the wisdom to know Hashem is huge, is important. שניתנה בין שתי אותיות, that has been given between two names of Hashem. The name of Hashem is written twice, and the word Deah, Kel Deot Hashem, it's written Kel, it's the name of Hashem. Deot is the wisdom. Hashem, name of Hashem. So you see that the wisdom is between two names of Hashem, so it's got a certain power. שנאמר, Kel Deot Hashem, Kel Deot Hashem, וכתיב, and it's written, אל אדוני ויאיר לנו to Hashem, כל Hashem, and he gonna illuminate to us. וכתיב and it's written, לא ידעו ולא יבינו, they don't know and they cannot understand, והם, and those, the ones that can know and the ones that they can not understand, both of them, בחינת חיים ומיתה, they're in the aspect of life and death. כמו שכתוב, like this is written, החוכמה תחיה את בעלה. The wisdom can give life to the people. וכתיב, and it's written, ימותו ולא בחוכמה, and people are going to die without wisdom, because they're not wise. וכתיב, wisdom, it means that knowledge that we spoke about, to know Hashem, faith, simple faith. והם בחינות, and it's the aspect of שכחה וזיכרון, the ability to forget and the ability to remember. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, נשכחתי כמת מלב, that they forgot me, like they forgot the dead man from the heart. וכתיב, and it's written, זכר חסדו, that he remembered the kindness. So if you forget, forget Hashem, so it's the aspect of the dead man. זכר חסדו, if you remember, is the kindness. The kindness is surrounding you. וזה שאמרו רבותינו ז"ל, and this is what it's written in משנה, מסכת אבות, השוכח דבר אחד ממשנתו, a man that forgets one thing from his limud, from his משנה, כאילו מתחייב בנפשו, like he's supposed to die, שנאמר, that it's been said, רק ישמר לך, watch over yourself, ושמור את נפשך מאוד, and watch over your soul a lot, ואין תשכח, that you will not gonna forget. והם בחינת חוכמות התורה, and it's the aspect of the wisdoms of the Torah, שחוכמות חיצוניות הם חומר וסכלות, that foreign wisdoms are physical and low and not wise, ובחינת בהמה, and in the aspect of animals, כנגד חוכמות התורה. And the wisdom of the Torah, it's the real wisdom compared to the wisdom of the Torah. The wisdom of the Torah is making the animal to become, to be a human being. Every one of us, Baruch Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reminding us every day, and the most luckiest guys of us is reminding us that every moment where we came from. And without that, you cannot serve Hashem. Because if you start to forget where you came from, and you start to imagine to yourself that you achieved something in Avodat Hashem, So in that moment, you fell into that place of darkness, to that place of death. Place of death is a place that you don't need Hashem. You don't feel like you need Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu masbi'a lechol chai ratzon. He influences on you. He gives you only if you have a will. When you don't have a will, you cannot receive. The will, this is the vessel that can contain life from Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem gives you life according, corresponding to your will. If you have a lot of will to live, you can have a lot of life inside of you, a lot of wisdom, a lot of understanding, a lot of powers. But, as I told you, that when a person is in hospital or something, you go to cheer him up. Why? To give him a reason to live. To tell him for your children, for your family, for we're going to make that trip one day, we're going to go, don't worry. Why? You want him to want to live, because his life depends on his will. And if a man is falling from that, from the will, so you cannot help him. This is why also it's a huge lesson for some other time to talk about, that there are people that we cannot help them. And we need to understand. People that don't want to do tshuva, you cannot force them to do tshuva. And there are so many people that do want to do tshuva, that we can help them, that we have to put all of our powers on them. If you have someone that is smoking drugs, that is drinking alcohol, that is going to I don't know what, then you talk to him and he doesn't want to hear you, you don't need to waste your time, your precious time, on him. And not because he's not important, because really you can waste all of your life on that person and not achieve nothing in the end. And it's a big question. There are a lot of couples that one of them is falling from the tshuva and the other one doesn't know what to do. And sometimes there's nothing to do. And sometimes it can be one of your children and you don't know what to do because he's your child and you want to fight for him, but he doesn't want. And he doesn't have nothing to do. And we have to understand that we're not more mercy than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me, myself, I can testify on myself that I had, for sure, to go through all of my secular life, all of my regular life that I lived before of tshuva, to come to that point of deciding to be tshuva. And without all of my experience, I would never do that. All of the effort, all of the falling, all of the humiliations, all of those failures, all of those problems, all of the difficulties, all of the frustration, the question, banging your head to the wall, all of those are must be needed for your tshuva process, that finally in the end you're going to surrender, you're going to say, alright, I'm not managing. You want to force your child to be religious, you're never going to make it, because you cannot force air, you cannot force spirituality, you cannot force him to want. You can force him until the age of 17, 18 maybe. In this generation it's maybe 11, 12, and this is where you're losing. You cannot force him. He doesn't want this, is it. Rav Shalom said, one time I saw a person that came to hit his child, and the child stood up and told him, hit me. So what? Hit me. This is it. He said, in that moment, it finished. It finished. If the child is not afraid anymore from your punching, this is it. He's not your punching bag anymore. He's not afraid. Hit me. What can you do? Slap me, hit me, kick me, what? This is it. The father lost all of his powers. So all of your life you thought you had powers, you forced him, you dragged him another time to the shul. You rejected him with your own hands. The only way to give a will to a person is to beg to the Creator. To beg, Ribono Shel Olam, please give me the will. That he will want you. You can give the will, you can give soul, you're the Creator. You don't have that power. On that darkness, it's very important to know. A man can say, look, I'm choosing life, but I'm finding myself in darkness. A man that is digging a hole in the ground and is removing a lot of layers of earth from that hole, for him, when he's standing inside that hole, he doesn't see the hole. He just sees the ground all of the time. He's digging out and digging out and digging out, and for him, Adrabah, it becomes to be harder and harder. Because after a few hours, he's going to find himself in front of huge boulders and stones, and the earth becomes to be a lot stronger and harder, and the effort becomes to be harder and harder, and he doesn't see no results. Why?
because that he is standing low and digging. If he's going to lift his eyes up to the air, he's going to see that he made a huge hole until now, a huge pit until now. So, a lot of times when you are doing something for Hashem Yitzhak, you don't see the results. The limits written, Lamavet itself, the results are after death, after 120. If you want to illuminate darkness, it's something that came up to me Mamash yesterday night in the Bodudut. If you want to illuminate the world in the light of Torah, of faith, the faith is in the night. You have to go to the dark places. So it's a decree on your head to spend your life in darkness. You, by your decision to bring people into the light, you have to spend your life in darkness. This is, you took that choice on yourself. So now, when we're still young and beautiful, we can decide if we want it or not. We still have the free choice to choose. You don't have to take it on yourself. There is amazing beaches in Miami. Mamash. Yeah? There are sharks. So what? You don't have to go into the water. You can play mascot, I say mascot. Ping pong on the beach.
So two-legged sharks too.
If you want to save someone, if you care about someone, you need to go to the darkness. And it doesn't mean to go to clubs, to discotheques, to go to Tel Aviv, to go to New York, to the downtowns. It doesn't mean you need to go to those kinds of darkness. Because we are believers. We believe that our souls are connected. So also the downs that you have in your soul, in your spirit, that you have downs, that you're crushing in your room, in the Beit Midrash, when it's a very shiny day, and you feel horrible darkness inside. If you're going to illuminate that darkness inside of yourself, you're going to find huge amounts of light. And that light is going to illuminate for others. So, you can think to yourself, but I'm trying and I'm working and it's already 2 weeks or 2 years or I don't know what that I'm working. It depends on the amount of light that you're going to bring in the end. To bring 1 kilogram, it's very easy. To bring 1 ton or a few tons of light, it's a lot harder. You need trains, you need wagons, you need workers, you need... It's a factory. This is something that you need to wait. It's a long process. So each and every one of us, people that are doing it, but they do it, people that are praying, people that are connecting ourselves with our Benu in the Kashrut and saying, I am bonding myself, in that it, but they do it, in that Limud HaTorah. Once me and my wife, we had a Jeep, we were driving a lot with the children. And Mamash, almost every trip, every time, we had something happen. Mamash, and one time it was something so weird, we found ourselves Mamash lost in a very close place, and we didn't know how to get out from there. And then suddenly a huge snake crossed the road. We felt a weird feeling, and I said to my wife, you know, I think next time, or that she told me, I don't remember, or she or I told her, I think that next time we're not going to do it kashrut. We're not going to bond ourselves in the next trip. Every trip we would say in the beginning, Areni, I'm connecting myself to Rabbeinu, and said it can be too much. You need to appreciate the distance. When you connect yourself to someone righteous, in that time you obligated yourself to him. If now you ask him a question, or if he told you what to do, and now you're not going to listen to him, there is a complaint on you. There is a problem. And if you go to ask questions, you don't know what's going to be the answer. He can tell you to drop the most precious thing in your life. He can tell you to divorce. What are you going to do now? He can tell you to marry her, and you don't want. What are you going to do? He can tell you to come to the yeshiva, and you're so afraid. You need to. You feel you want to work still. You don't have the power to dedicate. And you can... And if he told you to come to the yeshiva to learn, you're in a problem. In heaven, you're in a problem. You ask the rabbi a question, you've been obligated to that. So this is why we need to appreciate the distance. It's good, it's healthy. But for that, you need to believe in yourself. That you can also find the clues, the hints that Hashem is giving you. That you also have that ability. I know that once Rav Berland came to Rav Shalom and told him not to go to Uman in Chanukah and in Shavuot, and not to teach the students to do that. And for Rav Shalom it was very hard. that Rav Shalom was doing this for years, and he had a big group of students that are going with him every year, and he meets a lot of students over there. And he was sitting and convincing the Rav Berland until the end, until the Rav Berland approved it and told him, okay, to go to Uman, Chanukah, and Uman Shavuot. And he's going to say, what's going on? How can it be? Ah, you're supposed to cancel yourself to Rav Berland if you told him not to go, so don't go. And then have a point in his Avodat Hashem, that if it's illuminating, you cannot turn it off. And you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself. There is an aspect that you have to listen to your rabbi, whatever he tells you to do. And there is a point that you have a certain thing inside. So how are you going to know if it's a lie, if it's true? Only if you have a lot of hours of reading what it is. That you're going and you're clarifying and you're checking and you're asking. And it's very easy, even for a Hasid Breslev, to run from that obligation in the field. To go to the field and to spend an hour, 2 hours telling Hashem what to do in his world, and this is it, and to go home. And to apologize somehow from high distance from the tshuva, and not really to check. You need to make root canal, you need to go down to the reason. Your problems in your shalom bayit, your problems finding your shidduch, your problems in parnasa. There is a reason. You don't want to find that reason. You want to pray on money. Okay, you can do that. But it's like to fix the leaves, but you're not uprooting the problem. So it's going to come back. And if you're going to be stubborn, it's going to come back from your back. It's going to come back from a different place. And then you're not going to know how to do it. The only way to take care of things is to go to the depths of those things, to the roots of those things, and to uproot them from the beginning. For that, you have to go to the field, not with a watch. Not with a watch. You have to go to solve your problems with Hashem. And if still you're standing in that place that you're blaming people, blaming your parents, blaming yourself, blaming your wife, blaming your neighbors, you're not holding in even close to the reason for the problem. The reason of the problem is that there is no suffering without a sin. So you sin. You made a certain sin that caused that problem in your life. Now it's hard for you to deal with it, so don't deal with the sin. Deal with the fact that it's hard for you to deal with the sin. Great. This is your ability. Go to the field and say to Hashem, I'm angry. I'm angry. It's hard. What do you want from me? How am I going to do this kind of tshuva? Please, give me the powers. Don't do the tshuva yet. Don't go down to age of 5, age of 7, I don't know, your parents were shouting, screaming at you, I don't know what, that caused you that problem. You don't have the ability. Don't go to do tshuva on your 16th, on your 17th, on the age of 17, 18. Okay, don't do it. Too hard for you. Great, understand. But go to Hashem and talk about it generally. Start. Remove one layer. Say, Ribono Shalom, look, to go to that place, it's risky for me, it's dangerous. I feel I don't have the powers to go to that place. Give me the powers. Spend your inbodiyot on that. And with the time, you're going to find the powers. You're going to find the powers to go deeper and deeper and deeper. And finally, you're going to complete your tshuva. That darkness, it's Rabbeinu is right. It's stupidity. It's not. There is no real darkness. There is no real physical world. Every science is going to tell you that. Scientists are going to tell you that. It's all spiritual. It's all moves. It's all atoms. It's all spiritual. There is no real physicality in this world. They're just. It's comfortable for me to say, "All right, I'll take it now. I'm reading now. Living in imagination." But really, Hashem is Barach. It's easier. It's easier. I'm hungry. I'm going to eat. I need money. I'm going to make a few phone calls. I'm going to work. I'm going to... It's easier. People are putting their life in the burden of Parnasa to suffer all of their lives. 10, 11, 20 hours a day. They're working, suffering. Don't have life with their children. It's easier for them. This is easy life. You look at him. He sweats all day. He wakes up at 3, 4 a.m. He doesn't have no life, he's crazy, all of his life are crazy, but for him it's easier. Tell him, don't do that. Ask your parnasa from Hashem Yitbarach. admit, understand, walk with him the process of how to bring money from Hashem Yisbarach, he's saying, no, 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 it's too much for me. He rather to work in a factory, not to sleep, not to eat, not to see his children, that his house is going to be ruined, that his wife is going to be sad and frustrated. It's easier for him. Really, it is easier for him than to admit that he cannot bring Parnassah. That he is not the one that is in finance and stuff, that brings money to the house. That it's a shame. To deal with that, it's a lot harder. A lot harder. I remember myself sitting with my parents a long time ago and convincing them and showing them proofs that no one can argue with them anymore. And they made reset after that meeting. This is it. Erased it all. This is it. Blank. And no memory from that conversation. They don't want to know. They don't want to hear. You're going to force them to hear. You cannot force them to spirituality. You cannot. You have a free choice. And the reward also going to be on the free choice if you choose right. But to choose, it's between two things. And it's the hardest thing of them all. You don't know how to choose. You have two options. This is why the reward is on there. If it's obvious, if it's simple, this is why we know we're not going to receive reward after Mashiach is going to come. Because it's going to be obvious that you need to serve Hashem. And based on what you're going to receive reward. The reward is on the fact that you are investigating and fighting and looking and trying and praying and breaking yourself to pieces to find the truth, the hidden truth. I'm at the end of the day. The truth is going to be hidden. And it is hidden. It's hidden. Because you can find yourself once doing 1 hour is what I do to see salvation, and after it you can see yourself praying on the same issue for years and not being answered. So you see that the truth is being missing. You don't know what to do. You say, all right, I'm going to do tshuva on that, I'm going to do sha'a on that, I'm going to do 6 hours on that, and you're not being answered, even after six. So what's going on? The truth is hidden. The truth is hidden, meaning this is the time that you need to choose. Where you need to choose? In darkness. How are you going to choose in darkness? Only if you have faith. Only the faith is illuminating the darkness. The moon, this is the moon in the night. He is the one that gives you the light, the faith. This is the only way to cross that world with peace. It's the only way with faith. Only with faith. And faith, it means that you dedicate your life to search for the truth and to take on yourself the responsibility for the truth. To stand and to confront your fears and your anxieties in the field. And to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm afraid to talk to women, I'm afraid to go to I don't know what. People are coming to me telling me, I don't know what to do, I'm afraid to date. I'm afraid to date, he's afraid to date. What? The it's not the sharks from Miami. Why are you afraid? Because he's got something inside that doesn't let him speak. This is it. And you cannot talk to him. Why? Because that's the thing started in the age of fall. And until you're going to go back to that door that been slapped in his face when he was fall, he will never going to talk. No matter. Force him to get married. He will not going to talk to his wife. Force her to suffer that for 20 years. But so she's going to suffer for 20 years. But it's not going to be it. To fix things, you need to put them in the root. For that, you have to have a will. Because no one can force you to go to that place. No one can drag you there. No one. No one has that power. Only if you're going to dedicate your life to search for the truth. To stand every day in front of the Creator. Bare hands, naked. Say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm sorry. I'm not hiding nothing. I am nothing. Teach me. Heal me. Help me. I'm afraid, I don't know what to do, I'm worried all the time, I'm in stress, I'm angry, I'm attacking, I'm rebuking. If you're not going to admit, you're never going to be healed. Only Modeh Yosef Yerucham, only a man that admits, that confesses, and drop it and say, I don't want it anymore. Only he can receive, can be a vessel to receive the mercy of Hashem. And it depends on the will. On that, everyone should work alone, homework, to work on that will, to go to the field and to tell Ribbono Shel Olam, my will is weak, very weak. I don't really want to learn Torah, I don't really want to take that process on my shoulders to investigate so much and to see all of my pains, all of my... I don't want to see my children. It's too hard. I want the cream. I want the cherries. I want the ice cream. I want the satisfaction. I want the pleasure, Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't want the effort. Ribbono Shel Olam, help me. Let me enjoy from the effort. Let me enjoy from the process. Let me understand the importance of it. If I will not going to understand how much it's important, I will never going to do it, Hashem. I'm not able to do that. I'm here for the cream. I'm here for the money. I'm here for the honor. I'm here for the satisfaction, for lasting desires, Ribbono Shel Olam. This is what I'm here for, Ribbono Shel Olam. So, you want to be different? Yesterday I heard a conversation between two friends of mine in the phone. One of them is stuck without a ticket to Uman, like most of us, I think, right? It's a problem. I'm Israel. They want to come to Uman, and it's hard. There is Yetzer Hara on there. That guy is stuck. He's got a ticket for himself. He doesn't have money at all for a ticket for his child. And he doesn't know what to do. My friend in the phone tell him, listen, don't push yourself too much. Say, Ribbono Shel Olam, do you want my child to come to Uman? If so, so send me the money. And if you don't want him to come to Uman, so don't send the money. This is the truth. It's hard. He, the other friend, he wants his son to come. He wants to help his wife, that the wife will not going to stay, and also that the son is going to be with him in Uman, and they're going to pray, and on and on. He wants it. He never asked Hashem what Hashem wants. This is why he's suffering. This is why he needs money. This is why he needs to run. If Hashem will want your child to come, your child will come even if you are not going to want your child to come. It happened. I met one of our friends in Uman, and he told me, I don't know what to do. I told him what he said. I rent only one bed, and my two children are on the way with one of my friends from the yeshiva. My wife, she couldn't handle with them, and she found he received money, and they're on the flight now, and I'm looking for another bed, another place. He didn't have a bed for it. 11 and 12 years old. Came to Uman alone. What can you do? If Hashem wants your children in Uman, you cannot prevent it. You cannot stop it. If Hashem wants you in Uman, you'll be there. If Hashem don't want you in Uman, 20 tickets if you're going to have, you will not going to be there in Uman. It's all in the hands of heaven. So why not to come to that place? If you're going to come to that place, you're going to live easier and easier and easier life. Accept the will of Hashem. No more war. This is what Hashem wants. I'm in the boat, I'm not in the boat, I'm in Uman, I'm outside of Uman, I'm in Eretz Israel, I'm in Vancouver. Whatever Hashem wants. If it's the will of Hashem, no more fighting, no more war. Belachatz oyev. The stress is the enemy. It makes you lose your mind, not thinking right. Today I thought to myself the word chaya, an animal, it's the first letters of the three words. Choser, Yishuv, Adat. You're not thinking right, you become to be an animal. Choser, Yishuv, Adat, you're an animal. Isn't it? Rabbeinu is saying, you become to be an animal. It's an aspect of a behema. An aspect of a chaya, a behema. This is it. Why? Because you're not doing it what they do. Because you're not thinking right. And the Itbodedut also have to be right, Itbodedut, because you can finish the Itbodedut not thinking right also, so you lost the opportunity. Go to the field to talk to the Creator like you talk to your best friend. Go share. Go. Drop all of your obligations. Put all of your, also the spiritual obligations. You heard yesterday in the class, Rav Shalom spoke. And someone asked him a question. Rav explained, you cannot have a day without having the confession. And you cannot have a day without having half an hour in Kedusha on Briti Shalom. And you cannot have a day without thanking Hashem Yitbarach on certain important points every day. Wonderful. Someone wrote a question. Rav, if I'm not waking up in the morning, Rav said, you have to drop everything. You need to dedicate 5 hours to pray only on that. Hey, what with the half an hour of Kedusha? Drop it! What with the half an hour of Tshuva? Drop it! What with all of the thanks and praises? Drop them. Why? Because you're not waking up in the morning. You have to understand that. If you have a problem that you're spending your life like a crazy man in your head, and you don't have life, and you're suffering, and you're crazy, You cannot start serving Hashem Yitbarach like that. You have to prepare yourself to avodat Hashem yet. Those are things that are needed before of the mitzvot. Like the Ramchal is writing in Mesilat Yesharim, there are things that you have to achieve before the mitzvot. Those things are must. Those things required that you're going to have them. The main thing is simple faith. Yeshuva Da'at. To think right. Not out of stress. You can bring money with stress. You cannot. You can have Shalom Bayit with stress. You cannot. You can learn Torah with Chosar Yeshuva Da'at. You cannot. You can pray. Forget it. So first of all, the Bodedut, you have to start like that. That you're removing all of the weight from your shoulders back to Hashem's neck. Thank you, Hashem. You are my wife, Hashem. You are my parents, Hashem. You are my children, Hashem. You are my obligations, Hashem. You are me. There is nothing here. And you need to come to that, not only to say that. You need to talk on your problems until you're going to come to the root. The root is the will of all will. It's Hashem, it's Barak's will itself. This is what you want, Hashem. Now, you're not suffering anymore. Now you can pray. Now you can talk. Now you can start working on your problems, on your bad habits, on your bad attributes. Now you can go somewhere with your Bodhidhi. But before you're holding that place of truth, that Hashem is one, and it's all good, you cannot talk. Your tshuva, it's not rise. It doesn't go up. Because you're not doing tshuva. Now you want to do tshuva on the fact that you screamed at your wife. Your wife told you something and you answered back in a rude way. You want to do tshuva on that. Great, wonderful. Now you're in the field. You say, Ribono shel Olam, but my wife, she made me angry and now I screamed at... All of that is a lie. Dover shkarim lo yikon leneged enayim. A man that is lying cannot stand in front of Hashem. You're not standing in front of Hashem. You are in a certain imagination, in a bubble, with yourself, with your fears and anxieties that have been reflected through your wife to you. And you're fighting with yourself inside of the ring, inside of that bubble. And Hashem is not in the picture. But you can see. If you force Hashem, if you fight with Hashem, you're not fighting even with Hashem. You're fighting with a stick. Hashem is hitting you with a stick, and you're jumping on the stick. Hashem is speaking through a speaker, and you're fighting with the speaker. So if Hashem is not in the picture, you look very weird. So your tshuva is not rising. So you're not doing tshuva. This is why after 1 hour of chasing after yourself, thinking to yourself that you're doing tshuva, you don't see no results, because you haven't done tshuva. Because the main tshuva is on the faith. Hashem, I forgot you. Now, after I forgot you, I started to talk with my wife. That was the beginning of my problem, that I forgot you. So first of all, I'm doing tshuva that I was speaking to my wife. On that, first of all, is there a wife? There's no wife. She doesn't exist. There's only you. So first of all, on that. In the moment that you're going to do tshuva on that, you're going to understand, first of all, what Hashem wanted to tell you, what was the problem, and when you're going to come back home, she's going to smile. She's going to smile. And if she's not going to smile, it means you need to go through another investigation. It means you need to go through another process of finding something else. Sometimes your lusts are making Hashem angry. Sometimes your arrogance makes Hashem angry. Sometimes your lack of faith makes Hashem angry. Sometimes your laziness makes Hashem angry. Every time something else. So it all depends in your will. If you want to find out what Hashem wants from you and how you can fix yourself for that, you need to know him. How you get to know someone? You talk to him. You talk to him. You cannot get to know someone in the mail. He can be from Al Jazeera and you don't know him. You think it's your mate and he's got such a beard and he works for Al Jazeera. You think it's your best friend, female friend. You don't know nothing, right? You don't know nothing. You have to see him face to face. You have to, like Rabbeinu started that Torah. Bakshu panata means ask for his face always. Hashem, let me see you. Hashem, let me understand you. Hashem, let me see you. Hashem, let me know what you want from me. Let me understand you. Talk to me, Hashem. Talk to me. God bless you all to succeed in life. Mm-hmm. illuminating light. Thank you very much.